Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rhubarb Nation. I wanted to talk about the hate crime that was done the other day in Nashville. And I don't normally respond to these sorts of things, hate crimes. Typically, when these sorts of things happen, I don't even tweet about it. I don't even engage in it. If you follow me on Twitter, I kind of go silent, kind of ghost. It's just toxic. And I'm kind of loud on Twitter politically often. I'm opinionated. You guys know that. I've got diarrhea of the mouth. I'm a big old spaz. You know, I like to make people laugh at the end of the day. And when these things sort of happen, I don't even engage because honestly, it just gets ugly. The worst comes out in people, people that I like. I just want to cringe. And it just gets gross. Well, you know, as this podcast has I think come into its own, and I've sort of given this podcast more freedom to talk about these things. You know, this podcast has sort of allowed me to, you know, talk about non-baseball related things, you know, and so this thing has happened. This hate crime has happened, and it's happened to my people, basically, you know. It's sad. This is an attack on, you know, I feel like, you know, my people of faith, my fellow believers, and it's a hate crime, and it's not being portrayed that way in the legacy media, and I feel compelled to kind of talk about it a little bit and share my thoughts about it, and also just kind of put it in more context. You know, we get fed certain things, we get fed certain information. The world is big, and the history of the world is big, and lots of bad things happen, and we only get fed certain things in the world, and we get fed certain things, I think, in certain ways to feel certain things, and this is one of them. And I'm not saying that in any kind of way to manipulate the situation, but it's true. I mean, man, what happened was sad, you know, and it's, if, you know, a little Christian school like that, it's weird because I know people that go to those sorts of schools that send their kids to those certain schools so that something like that doesn't happen. You know what I mean? We were thinking about going down that avenue for those sorts of things not to happen, for our little kiddo. There is a place in our community. I think it has the same name. No, it's called Foundation Christian School. And when that happened, it was like, man, that just hits close to home. And the reaction that people have is just, it's just so predictable, I guess. And I wanted to read this tweet. So this tweet, it's not a tweet. It's actually an Instagram post by an Instagram user, Amir Adam. Who, I don't know who this guy is. My buddy John D. Howard sent me this Instagram post last night, and I just want to read this. It's a four-parter? Yeah. It's kind of long. So it's an Instagram post, and the first page said, "Here's a different perspective on school shootings. If you've ever wondered why some people don't react immediately to school shootings, then this is for you." And that resonated with me because I didn't react immediately. I'm like, oh, okay. And the second page says, here's a different perspective on school shootings. Rest in peace. Let this be a kind reminder that it's possible to be empathetic towards a situation while also trying to understand the many factors that played into it. Next page. Swipe right. Here's a different perspective on school shootings. What determines a life lost to you? And then it's kind of a long, this is a long post. Nearly 400 kids under the age of 16 have been shot in Chicago within the past year and a half. However, the media insist that the lives lost in school shootings matter most. Why? Because you can't relate to Chicago. You don't live there. So why would you care? Your kids do go to an elementary school, though. You can relate to that. The media is determining what's worth showing you and pulling at your heartstrings. Man, how true is that, right? I mean, step back from that just a little bit. Think about that, or try to think about that logically. I know it's kind of hard to now because of what just happened, but you know, nearly 400 kids under the age of 16 have been shot in Chicago within the past year and a half. We don't hear about that. Why? Well, we can't relate to that. We can relate to kids at an elementary school. So we hear about that all day. I'm not diminishing what happened, but it's true. It goes on to say, this is how they think. It's a game. It's a very sick one where the board is emotionally driven citizens and the pawns are innocent children. What's the end goal? Well, look at how fast politicians go from mourning to making legislation. Next page. Here's a different perspective on school shootings. Guns. We defend our president with guns. We defend our celebrities with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our courts with guns. We defend our jewelry stores with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our music festivals with guns. We defend our children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." You know, it's just it's a different way to think about it. Here is, next page, here's a different perspective on school shootings. We must do something. There's a lot of people saying this without thinking if that something is actually effective. It's easy to allow your emotions to take control and think that doing something will make you feel better, even if that something has zero proof of being effective in solving the problem. Pass strict gun laws or ban guns, then what? We'll still have a country full of homicidal sociopaths with guns. I didn't say that. I'm injecting that. Who or what is creating them? What do we do with them? Next page. Here's a different perspective on school shootings. Blank congressman allowed this. This is Republicans' fault. So it's Republicans' fault that a woman who is dressed like a man shot kids and teachers at a private Christian school. Interesting. Next page. Goes on to say, let this be a reminder that the United States has sent over $75 billion to Ukraine, but apparently we can't even protect our own schools. That's a fact. I don't care who you are. That's true. Yes, let's send Ukraine money and guns to protect themselves, but not use those resources for our own children. I'm not going to read the rest. It just gets super long, but you get the idea. It's just a different way to look at things. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. I also think it's interesting that this happens at a Christian school, and I just want to touch on this. And I'm not mad. I just want to say I'm not mad. And I haven't dunked on people on Twitter about this. So the whole, thoughts and prayers thing, the hypocrisy, there's obvious hypocrisy in that. And I could go on a beautiful Michael Jordan dunk tirade on Twitter on that. I could just dunk all over you on Twitter. And I could pull up screenshots and I could just own you on Twitter for that. Making fun of Christians for the thoughts and prayers. Because apparently, yes, you're going to make fun of thoughts and prayers after use positive vibes. So apparently it's okay to use positive vibes and change your profile picture to the Ukrainian flag to affect real change. Well, the reason I'm not mad is because I understand that you're operating on a different playing field. You're operating on a different level, and you're not seeing things the way we see things. You're living in total darkness, and your eyes are just glazed over, as mine were for years. Your heart is hardened. You're not even. I mean, if you're listening to this, it sounds like I'm speaking Chinese. So, like, I understand that. So your first reaction to this is to make fun of Christians. It's a Christian school. And so your initial reaction is, oh, thoughts and prayers is getting you nowhere. And the obvious irony is you are going to, when you need a job or your grandmother's sick or somebody's dying, you're going to ask for positive vibes. What are positive vibes? What are you talking about? What you're trying to say is you need help. You need some kind of spiritual help. You're crying out for something. That something is a savior, a creator. And that something is Jesus. And that something is God. You just don't understand that. And I think that deep down, you can kind of sort of see that. And the reason you're still searching is because sometimes you know what it is, but you're afraid because maybe you think it's embarrassing or stupid. And maybe you think that, maybe you have some connection of Christianity with like Pat Robertson on the 700 Club, right? Or, you know what I mean? Or like, I don't know, Mike Huckabee, I get it. I did too. And so maybe that's what you're feeling. Maybe like you think Christianity is all white and old. And that's not true. Christianity is the most diverse religion in the world, which is crazy to think about because we think we have this idea of Christianity as being Southern and white. We live in the South and we're Braves fans, and there's a church on every corner and it's the Bible Belt, we think of like Arkansas or Alabama, Southern white people. Like I get it, but the weird thing is it's not the early Christians were not Caucasian. Jesus was not Caucasian. I get it. Like Billy Graham was a white guy, so it's easy to think that and through those lenses, but it's just not true. If you read, Second Ephesians 2:14, it's crazy. Like Second Ephesians 2:14 answers racism. And so the idea that like Christianity is racist is just not true. And so I just encourage you to nerd out and look at it yourself. You ain't got to tell anybody, DM me, I get your initial reaction to this and I get your, I get it. I get it. But the reason that you're always changing your Avi, your profile picture, your brand, if you will, your cause, your I don't know, your is because you're always searching for something. We are created to worship something. All right? We are. We just are. I suggest you just you know try to worship, you know, the creator. And if you don't believe in a creator, like, walk outside. You know, feel the air. Look at the ocean. Think about that. Look at the stars, the moon. Just nerd out on science. You know, sometimes, like, it's just right in front of you. Like, God is right in front of your face, and we're so dumb. We're so stupid at the end of the day. You know, we really are. We're absolute dinguses. We can't explain everything, you know. And there is still mystery, you know, the afterlife, where we go, you know what I mean? All that stuff, heaven, hell, the end times, all that stuff. There's mystery, but creation, all that stuff, like God, the creator, this, you know, Jesus dying on the cross, all that stuff, like that, to me, that's been answered. Ethics, that's been answered. I'm just saying. The fact that we are fallen, there is sin, there is good, there is bad. Bad stuff happens. That's all been answered, man. It's right in front of your face. So I don't know. And we're too dumb to realize it sometimes. We got to get out of our own way, out of our own heads. So yeah. I guess the reason I haven't dunked on you for making fun of Christians for thoughts and prayers after you've been you know, sending positive vibes, because that's a joke, that is some irony there, is because I get it, man. I get it. I was there too for a long time with my head up my butt, reading Richard Dawkins, listening to some Ryan Adams and some, you know, what else? Some John Prine. I mean, I still like John Prine, but I was there. I was there for a long time. And then I read Romans chapter 12 and it just clicked for me, you know? And I looked at nature. I'm a little bit of a hipster and I'm like, this is, the idea that we're just here and there's no purpose is just stupid. It's just dumb. And it took more faith for me not to believe than for me to believe. And I'd rather pray than send positive vibes. And we should pray for these people in Nashville. And prayer is good. And prayer is great. And when I was a non-believer, I got to tell you, all the Christians in my life were great. I know there's bad ones, but those aren't real Christians. And they were beautiful people, and they prayed for me, and they loved me, and I wouldn't be here without them. And also, they like to cook, and they like good food. And I hope that you've got some in your life, because I haven't had bad experiences with them. And I hope you haven't either. And I hope you have a great rest of your week. And I hope you get outside, because the weather's great. It's supposed to rain a little bit, I think Saturday, but the rest of the week is supposed to be fantastic. I'm going to go fishing. The crappie are about to be in spawn mode. Lord willing, let's go, baby. All right, bye.